From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. The New York Times today published an account of how former Times reporter Jason Blair fabricated material for articles and plagiarized reporting and writing from other publications. Blair's transgressions have come to light in recent weeks, along with news of other ethical lapses in journalism that have caught the attention of NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
I lied to the people who were my co-workers and cared about me. I lied to my family. I lied to my editors. I lied to all of the readers. And I lied to the people I was writing about. That was Stephen Glass in an interview for CBS News 60 Minutes, telling how he'd fed lies for years as a writer for the New Republic until he was fired in 1998. He invented characters like a teenage computer hacker. And in a freelance piece for George magazine, Glass falsely alleged that lawyer Vernon Jordan behaved lecherously with young women. All kinds of lies. And now, writing a book about it, he's cashing in on his lies one more time. As full disclosure, if that's needed, I have a bias against journalists who lie. In some 60 years in journalism, I've always thought of the reporter as a guardian of reality. Lies come in all sizes and shapes. There was the famous episode of The New Yorker's Janet Malcolm, who in an article about a psychoanalyst in 1981 put words in his mouth that he did not say and then waved off criticism by saying that every journalist is a confidence man. And there was a 1981 episode of the talented Washington Post reporter Janet Cook, who won a Pulitzer Prize for a series of articles on a ghetto child hooked on drugs, a child that she had invented. And now there's Jason Blair, recently forced out of the New York Times for a story about the family of a soldier missing in Iraq, a story apparently borrowed from another newspaper, the San Antonio Express News. Misleading on television is a more complicated matter because the medium lends itself so readily to deception, such as promotion videos for health products by Walter Cronkite, Morley Safer, and Aaron Brown, made to look like news reports, and the outright falsehood like the unlabeled reenactment on ABC of an espionage meeting between American diplomat Felix Bloch and his Soviet handler in 1989. Indeed, the word reality has a special meaning on television, as in reality-type survivor episodes on distant islands. I don't know about you, but when I read about Stephen Glass, who lied about everything and now seeks to peddle a book rewarding himself for having done so, I wince. This is Daniel Shore.
NPR has also been taken in by Stephen Glass. In February 1998, Glass was a guest on this program to discuss a story about phone psychics he had written for Harper's. Parts of that article have since been discredited as a fabrication, according to a spokesperson for Harper's.